Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 15. It is Monday, November 4th. Today with me, I have Mocha.
Hello.
Mr. Borador.
Koopoo!
The fuck did you say?
Koopoo.
Koopoo? I thought you said poo-poo.
That's what I heard. I think he meant poo-po.
I heard, too.
Okay, Mr. Narmacil's here.
Hey guys, what's up?
Mr. Nyrus is also with us.
Hello.
And I, of course, am Mr. Random Jack. Mocha, how have you been? You've been you weren't here last week. What have you been playing for the past 2 weeks?
More into Rift now. I kind of made up my mind as to what's happening with the guild, so been on there.
I heard you found a pretty cool group.
Yes, ever since the merger, and seeing that our guild was not all that active, the guilds will still be there, and I just moved a couple of my tunes over to a new guild called the Wrath of the Forgotten. They're a very nice group. Just like our guild is, and I enjoy playing with them.
That's always good.
You can get them on raid call with us.
Yeah, you can always. They probably have their own voice chat, but
yeah, they do. They run off of Ventrilo, so I'm kind of bouncing in between two voice programs.
Have you been doing anything else? Just rifting it up.
Just basically rift. I did reinstall BioShock Infinite for Diella. She wants to play that again.
We got to...
Other than that, nothing else.
Yeah, we got to hang out with her the other day. Talk to her a bit.
That's good.
Okay. So, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, Mr. Border, what have you been playing for the past week?
Well, most of the week was Final Fantasy XIV, except over this past weekend, which this weekend was Action RPG weekend, I guess you could say. Played a good amount of Marvel Heroes, good amount of Path of Exile. Wanted to play fucking Borderlands, but it won't fucking start. Make me sad.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Was very happy with my progress in PoE, though. Got to the first boss in Act 1, and he was screaming, "I am the Butcher from Diablo 3. It was probably... Dude, he had pretty much everything except the... I'm sorry, not Diablo 3. Just the Butcher in general. He had pretty much everything except the flames coming up from the ground. You know, he had the freaking hook and the charge attack and throwing me around like a fucking rag doll.
That sounds like an every normal day thing for you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nah.
Okay. And Narmacil, what have you been playing for the past week?
Final Fantasy 14. I know, I'm boring.
I'm not even going to ask if you played anything else, because I know the answer is no.
I played,
Oh my god, he played something else?
I played Infinity Blade on my phone.
While that counts I was as a game.
That Fantasy. Counts.
That counts. Anything else?
Nah.
Okay, Mr. Nyrus, what have you played? Even though you probably haven't played much, you had to have played something.
I played some of my Rome game, which I found a very bad glitch in the game. It's one of the... I mean, it's had many problems since it came out, but that's the first time I've actually witnessed the glitch. It was one of the cities in Spain on the coast when I fought a battle in the city. It happened three times. Two battles there I fought in a row, and the enemy just like runs at this one building into the corner and just keeps running into that building.
That's the Total War Rome 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they keep doing that, that makes it easier for you to kill them off.
Yeah, it works that way, but unfortunately, if they get stuck on that building enough, it slows down the game, because It's just because they're doing something they're not supposed to. The game gets all screwed up and everything's in slow motion. It's annoying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you got anything else?
I played a little bit of Grand Theft Auto, which they've again pushed back that whole stimulus crap. So
waiting for them to stimulate your package? Can't hold your breath on that one.
Nah, they've pushed it off. Oh. I think it's supposed to come out now when the DLC comes out. Whenever that actually is, they're still pushing that time back.
Well, Narm, they do say if you hold your breath when you get your package stimulated, it actually makes it feel better.
that's the whole thing. Never mind, I'm not even going to go there.
Sorry.
Look, man, that's how Bill died, okay?
Sorry, Bill. At least he went out a blaze of glory.
At least they finished the movie. At least they finished the movie series before he died. I mean, it was only two movies, but still.
Anything else, Nyrus? No? Hello?
Apparently not.
Anything
else?
I got
all caught up with all the things. The only other thing I've actually had any play time with is a game called Lollipop Chainsaw.
I know why.
So that's the name for his sister now.
No, actually, that's it's an actual game.
I know.
Actually, a game.
It was actually semi decent of an action game.
Yep.
Is it like the super girly version of like Dead Rising?
In a way, but seriously, I liked fucking it chopping zombies' heads off with a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah, and I'm sure you don't mind the fact that your character's a girl in a cheerleading outfit that's very short-skirted.
I get the chance.
Yeah, isn't she blonde with big boobs? That's like, ugh.
She carries her boyfriend's head around. Just his head.
Yeah. Yep. It's weird. In any case, I had to play that because whenever my girlfriend got stuck on a spot, I had to get her around it.
Yeah, And by head, I mean the one above your shoulders, not below your pants.
Oh, that's it for me. I got a phone call, too. So.
Okay, so on my
He's
end of
gone.
On my end of things, I played Final Fantasy Rocksmith. And I want to revise a little bit of my review last week. I wanted to add a little bit extra to it. When I actually got the DLC and the add-on thing for bringing the last game, all of last game's DLCs, as well as all of the CD, the songs that were originally with Rocksmith 1. And what Bardor had mentioned was... how is the game teaching you? Do I, like, can I memorize things and stuff like that?
Do you consider it a learning tool?
Yeah. I actually memorized any of the songs or anything like that? And I said no. Instantly, when I got these old songs that I have played on Rocksmith 1 and I actually played on the Rocksmith 2014, it was like night and day. It's again, they don't allow you to play pick and choose, okay? It's combo, single arrangement, or anything like that. You go into the full song right from the beginning. So, a song that I was, like, really good at because I played single note, I'm not good at anymore. But I knew how to play it, and I was learning how to actually play the chords. My chords are actually getting a lot better. I can actually, like, play a chord and arrangement and things like that, and it's I can definitely tell it's definitely an improvement just from a song that I've played over and over again, Rocksmith the first one, to Rocksmith 2014 and only playing it once or twice, that song. So
how long until you can play Flight of the Bumblebee?
They don't have that one, so probably never. I'll only be limited to the songs that they actually give me.
Man,
at least for now. Besides that, I've been playing Batman: Arkham Origins. I played a little bit of Marvel, Lego Marvel again. I played a browser-based game, Settlers Online, and that's about it. So that's my whole thing. So, as I said last week, the news is getting kind of dull and lonely. So, we are doing reviews, and as I said just a second ago, I've been playing Batman Arkham Origins, so I am going to be doing Batman Arkham Origin review today. I'm going to try and do as best as I can because I have played Arkham Asylum and I have played Arkham City, but I haven't played the full amount. Like, I haven't beaten the game or anything. I played a little bit of each. And I'm kind of happy that I did because now I can play it actually in the intended order of the story. But I do have, you know, some of the knowledge of how the old games work. So I can make some comparisons of the old games to the new games, but it's not like 100%. So in Arkham Origins, you're Batman, who's not necessarily just become Batman, but he's a younger Batman.
Agile.
He's a lot more hot-headed. Like he's beat him up first and then ask questions later. Instead of like in the other game, so like he's more calm and the typical Batman that you know of. You actually see the rage that Batman has in this game. You definitely know he's younger. He does like get in an altercation with Alfred a few times. So,
and I bet Alfred whoops his ass.
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Alfred has some tricks up his sleeves.
The story takes place. It's in Gotham City, obviously, but it's not the Gotham City you know that you might have seen from the other games. There are certain things that you notice. The Cyan and Steel Mill is there. Things like the Wonder Tower are there, but the layout is different. The prison is different. It's not the prison that you know of because it does get changed. It's Christmas Eve when you start out. And there's the mobster, you know, Black Mask, puts a bounty of 50 million dollars on Batman's head. And puts it up to 8 different assassins. Some of them are... the Electioner, Deathstroke, Killer Croc, Firefly, Cobra? I think her name was, or his name is
Cobra Commander.
Did you say Deathstroke? Isn't he like a knockoff Deadpool?
Kinda, yeah, yeah.
And he's an assassin in this game.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's what he is. He's kind of an assassin.
Huh.
So they're all going after Batman because of this $50 million bounty. You also do find the altercation between where Batman first meets young Joker, or the younger Joker. So that plays an integral part.
That must have been an emo and a half moment.
Actually, it's kind of cool. There's few things that I like. There's few things that happen along the line of the Joker story. I don't want to spoil it, but it's kind of interesting how things play out and how he was back then till the newer games. Certain things happen and it kind of makes both of them crack in a way. Let's see. There's a fast travel system now. The other games had no fast travel system that I was aware of, so there's actually a fast travel system. Let's see, the Riddler, who is not the Riddler, is actually in the game, but he's known as Enigma. The gameplay kind of feels...
In the movie where Jim Carrey played the Riddler, wasn't that also his name, Edward Enigma?
Edward Enigma is his name, is the Riddler's name, but the name Enigma is not directly correlated to the Joker. They have links that it is kind of the same person, but in the comic series, it's not necessarily. The name Enigma actually comes is more directed towards the Teen Titan comic book series, as far as I have read. There is another Enigma. I was actually kind of curious to find out when I was playing the game, because I've heard of Enigma before, and I actually went to the wiki and I found out that it was, you know, it could be Joker, but we're not really telling you if it is or not.
You mean Riddler?
Oh yeah, Riddler. Sorry, I always make that mistake. Yes, and I mean it uses. From the game to the game, from last games where you actually see his question mark everywhere and stuff like that, they have the same question mark in this game as well. So in the game sense, they're saying that Enigma is the Riddler. So there are other villains, the Penguin's in the game, but he's not like the baddie that you have to worry about. He just plays a small part as of now. I haven't beat the game yet, but they've added a new feature. As far as I know, the combat system has a small rating system to it for experience. There is a kind of like how well you do in the fighting aspect, whether you're super vigilante and you take everybody out without being noticed, or you don't get hit, or things like that. The gadgets are pretty awesome. He has a bunch of the stuff that he had from the old game, as well as some of the new ones, like you get electrocutioner's gloves. They do have a multiplayer mode, but I haven't actually played it at all. From what I get, it's kind of like it's two three-man teams and then a third Batman and Robin team. One three-man team is Bane's thugs, another three-man team is Joker's thugs, and they battle each other through something like a capture the point, control points, kind of like capture and hold. And they can call Bane and the Joker out to help them out doing this, while I think the Batman and Robin team tries to stop them all together. So it's a three-way fight, and it's kind of weird, where it's Bane versus Joker. It's like, how do you put it? Because it's not, yeah, it's like Batman Robin versus Bane versus Joker. So, I mean, it sounds kind of cool, and I kind of want to try it out, but I haven't actually tried it out, because the actual story in line mode is pretty cool.
Now, is it movie Bane, or is it wrestler Bane?
It's wrestler Bane. It's old school, the way it should have been, wrestler Bane. Venom pack and everything. As far as the actual game looks, the cutscenes are absolutely amazing. The gameplay is phenomenal. I've never had a frame rate monitor up at all. But I haven't noticed a tear. I haven't noticed a cut. I haven't noticed a frame rate drop at all. It has been amazing. They did a wonderful job on this thing. there have been bugs, and they are actually pretty. And just to let you know, I'm playing on the Steam version of the game, and there have.
Yeah, because I was just gonna say that you're saying, oh, the frame rate's phenomenal, but you're playing on a computer. It might not be so good on a console.
Yeah, that's I wanted to clarify that too, but because I'm getting into some of the bugs, and the bugs might be different as well. But there are some pretty game-breaking bugs in there. I've run into only like one bug. There Enigma, as I said before, there are fast travel points, but you have to unlock the fast travel points by doing these little tricky kind of think your way through an Enigma puzzle kind of thing. So one of them, you zipline, crash through a window, hack open this lock, and then you're supposed to pull down this grate and jump through this grate, but when you grapple up to the grate, you can't go into the air duct. It just doesn't allow you to go through the air duct, so you're stuck in this room. So you literally have to reset, and you cannot unlock that actual fast travel point, because it just doesn't let you continue on, which is kind of game breaking. I've also heard ones where they have actually had some bugs that actually can corrupt saves, which I'm hoping I don't run into or anything. They've churned out like a patch every 2 days so far. So they're working on it. Overall, I gotta say, I love sitting there and throwing my sonic boomerang. So an enemy comes down underneath the gargoyle that I'm sitting on and freaking taking them out or hiding somewhere. It's a definite awesome stealthy kind of action game. The fighting definitely feels well. I don't know if I play it more conservative, but there are times where I sit there and feel like I'm waiting in a room for the perfect opportunity for like a half an hour, because Batman doesn't kill anyone. I want to knock out everyone without being detected, kind of thing. Overall, I'll give it a 8.75 out of 10.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't like numerical ratings.
That's, you know, I was like, I'm sitting there, I was like, 8.5? No, that's too low. 9? That might be too high because of the bugs. I'll give it it's earned an 8.75. It's definitely a really good, really, really solid good game. It's got a really solid story. So far, it's been tying everything together. I'm kind of happy. Like, I didn't know that the Joker... I was hoping the Joker was in the game. They gave... The storyline, like, has been really, really, really put together well. I'm just hoping that they do a little bit... I hope the bugs get ironed out. I hope things pull together, and I hope the ending of the game is as enjoyable as the beginning has been. Yeah, so Batman Arkham Origins again is out now. It is $50. You can get it on any major console as well as the PC. So if you're looking forward to taking a look at it, go ahead, try it out. I definitely recommend it, especially if you're a big Batman fan. Does anybody have any questions about it?
Nope, I'm good.
Nope, I'm good.
Alrighty then. Then we'll hop our way on to our news segment for today.
Would it be okay, boss man, if I happen to throw in one little piece of news?
Yeah, I'm actually all that stuff that we talked about, we're gonna be tossing in anyways.
Okay, because there were some things that had caught my ear over the week, but obviously they flew under your radar for whatever reason.
Yeah, no, all that stuff that we've talked about before the meeting, the recording. I was gonna have you guys say. I just didn't. You know, obviously, there's no point to adding it in. Star Citizen actually hit the $26 million mark.
Woohoo!
And this was in the short time that, from the time that I actually did the update, the notes earlier today until now, they went up apparently a whole $1 million.
People are just throwing money at Chris Roberts right now. It's ridiculous.
Shut up and take my money.
It does have
another million. Yep. Another million, and he'll hit that 27 million stretch mark he's got out.
Yep. Shit, less than
they
that.
They added another stretch goal for 27 million, which is going to add new functionalities to the main spaceship, main spacecraft.
And they've, since the last time I've checked, at least another 2,000 people have purchased, because it went from 50K in keys to 48.
So there you go.
This is ridiculous. And these are alpha slots for alpha testing.
Our next bit of news, EA has canceled their next Command and Conquer game. This game was it was closed in its alpha phase. They were doing an online kind of based game, but the players that were playing weren't happy with it, and they quote-unquote said that they canceled the game because we are not making the game you want to play.
That's just a bogus excuse.
Who knows?
I mean, it's probably true that the game wasn't, you know, what players had wanted. I mean, fuck, the last Command & Conquer game was absolutely putrid.
Yeah, but by the same logic, look at Squeenix, okay? They made a game that nobody wanted to play, and what did? They hunkered down and rebuilt it from the ground up.
Yeah, because they had faith in their brand. I mean, Final Fantasy is their flagship franchise. Command & Conquer is definitely not EA's flagship franchise.
Can you say Madden?
I would go as far as FIFA.
No.
FIFA would probably be the most profitable one.
And actually, I would go even further than that and say The Sims.
Talking EA here, guys. Come on.
That franchise will be dead soon enough.
I don't think so. So, yep, anybody waiting for that Command & Conquer? Sorry, not getting it. At least not now.
Yeah, that made me sad.
Our next bit of news, the NVIDIA GTX 780 is dropping from, it's dropping $150 to $500, and the 770 is dropping by $70 to a whopping $330.
This makes me happy.
This is because AMD is releasing its nice, or has released its nice 290X. They also have announced when the GTX 780 Ti will be coming out, and that will be November 7th at the whopping price of $700, which is $150 more than that nice 290X that AMD has.
Yeah, now the question is, should I get the price drop GTX or should I get the Ti GTX?
That would be up to you.
Choices.
I would not spend $700.
I know.
I would spend $500 though.
You guys know that's only in they're only doing that in response to the R9 series that Radeon came out with.
Yeah, the 290X.
Yeah, it's the R9 or R7 R9 series cards.
Our next bit of news, Rift is now available on Steam. The update 2.5, update 2.5 for Rift is also due out very soon. It's going to have some new dungeons, new chronicles, new quest line that introduces the new water content that is planned for the upcoming 3.0 expansion. This will also be somewhat of a soft test for the possible underwater combat that will be coming in the 3.0 expansion. How are you looking forward to that? Are you looking forward to underwater combat, Mocha?
Oh, I'm ready for it. I still have my old EB necklace when they first had them out and took them away. I still have mine, so yeah, I'm ready.
Is it something you're looking forward to?
Oh, yeah. That's been on the drawing board for a long time. They were talking about that a couple years back, doing underwater combat. Nothing but a zone for underwater.
So does that mean we can finally commit Mermaider?
Mermaider, Mermaider.
Who knows? But that means the EB potion should be also coming back, which is a good thing because that was a big seller for the potion makers out here. And ever since they got rid of them, there's really nothing for the potion makers to make money.
Well, that's cool. We'll have to keep an eye out for the next expansions.
I can't wait.
Battlefield 4's China Rising will be out for premium members on December 3rd, and they're targeting December 17th for everyone else. Respawn Entertainment has cleared up some unknown possibilities for its upcoming game Titanfall. They have recently said that the Xbox One version will be launching in March of 2014, but there were really no mention of the PC version. As well, there were rumors that you would need Windows 8 to play Titanfall on the PC. Thankfully, they actually have answered these questions. The PC version of Titanfall will be coming out the same day as the Xbox version, which is March 11th, 2014, and you do not need Windows 8 to play the game.
Yay!
It is nice, in my honest opinion, that they said that Titanfall will be a Xbox and PC exclusive with the possibility of any sequels coming out going to other consoles. So at least we'll get the first one.
This is one of the games that I'm kind of anticipating for early next year.
Oh, you would have been anticipating Destiny more.
Destiny is a console only.
I know that, but
Destiny has its points too, but I don't think I'll have a system anytime soon. So, but yeah, it's Titanfall is definitely one of those ones that I was keeping an eye on. Now that Watch Dogs got pushed back, I want to definitely take that one for a ride too when it comes out. So those two are on my to watch for next year list.
Hey, they're not automobiles.
It doesn't matter. You have a hobby. My hobby's video gaming, so I could say it how I want to.
Oh boy.
State of Decay is leaving early access tomorrow.
Yay!
Some unfortunate news. And I hate Ubisoft and all their fucking stupid ass guts, but South Park Stick of Truth is being delayed until March of 2014.
Oh, what? We all saw that coming.
Yeah, thanks fuckheads at Ubisoft. You screwed me out of another game I was looking forward to. So, Trey Parker and Matt Stone actually said that, and I quote this, they always wanted the game to they always wanted the game to feel like you're actually playing in an episode of South Park. Getting the game up to the crappy standards of the show has been a real challenge, and we're excited to say it's taken way longer than we thought it would.
Wait, this is an actual quote?
Yeah, except for the first day. It was an actual quote.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. So, unfortunately, we will not be seeing that until March of 2014. Hey, Nyrus.
Yep.
What does Rome 2 need besides bug fixes?
Life?
Overhaul?
How about blood and gore?
Oh, yes. I was debating getting that, and I just haven't gotten around to getting it.
Yes,
I had to have it with Samurai.
So, Total War 2 now has a DLC pack that amps up the blood and gore, and it's $3.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool, because you can go into cinematic mode when the units are fighting, so I'm looking actually forward to seeing that.
So, if you want some blood and gore in your Rome 2, go ahead and pick that up for your nice $3. Starbound is getting ready to be put up in a beta testing.
I can't wait. I got the newsletter this morning for it.
They have planned their beta testing. They have 3 different phases, which range from really fucking sucky to almost ready and a game actually worth playing for. Yeah, those are the 3 phases. A game almost worth paying for.
Oh, it sounded like you said playing.
I might have. Probably did. So yeah, keep an eye on that and the beta. Project Red, is that right? Is it Red Project?
CD Projekt Red.
CD Projekt Red. CD Projekt Red. There have been a little bit of worry going around with people. CD Projekt Red has always been this big anti DRM company. They believe in a non DRM functioning, and there has been rumors and stuff around that The Witcher 3 might have some DRM in it, but the CEO of CD Projekt Red has stated that there will not be any DRM in The Witcher 3.
Well, that's nice to get some confirmation on that.
Yes, definitely. It's a shady area. I do have to say that, like, DRM in a way kind of sucks, but in a way it's kind of necessary. I don't put, like, how way back when Ubisoft was super DRM and you almost had to have, like, an employee sitting behind you to actually play their
watching
games.
Watching your every move.
Yeah, I don't think that's a proper way. Maybe, you know, a serial key or a one-time activation, online activation, or, you know, an every now and then kind of connection or something like something is almost necessary. But, you know, it's definitely nice to hear that something is getting out there. Minecraft is going to be adding Twitch streaming integration, so you'll be able to stream directly from Twitch. I mean, directly from Minecraft to Twitch. And I think my brother was mentioning that you will be also able to chat through Minecraft to your Twitch stream.
Is that for PCing or consoles as well?
PC.
Okay, so console kids still will not be able to stream without a capture card. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Xbox One and PlayStation 4, I believe, they've announced that they will have some kind of Twitch integration. At least, I think it's Xbox One's definitely said so. Final Fantasy has attained 1.5 million users since launch.
Correction. And I'm gonna say this, and I love Squeenix. I'm a Squeenix fanboy. I'm a Yoshi P fanboy. If he wanted to rate me, I'd let him. 1.5 million registered users.
That means 1.5 users because it's a subscription-based game, so it has to be registered.
It doesn't mean that they're subscribed. It just means that there are 1.5 million registered accounts. Doesn't mean they're subscribed.
Yes, that's why users since launch. I never said anything about concurrent users.
Ah, well, I'm just making sure. To me, them releasing that number is just a useless number.
No, it's not. That means 1.5 million players have played in 2 months. That's pretty damn good.
I'd rather them be saying that 1.5 million players are playing right now.
Yeah, that would be nice, but they technically...
No,
it takes...
no, it wouldn't. The reason why it wouldn't is because those 1.5 million players was what was giving us all of our lag problems during the first free month.
But
now
yes,
that half those 1.5 million people are gone, things have calmed down.
Square Enix also has said that their first content patch will be gonna be coming out sometime in late December, bringing around some new dungeons, player housing, guild housing, free company housing, and some PvP battles.
Oh, did either one of you guys watch Turn 5 being beaten by BG on YouTube?
Nope.
They won by seconds, like mere seconds from Party Wipe and Enrage Timer kicking in.
That's always the fun.
Ridiculous.
That's always fun.
Like, they were ecstatic when she went down. But Squeenix still hasn't confirmed the kill. They're like overanalyzing every little bit from that fight, because they had even mentioned that guild at their Tokyo at the Tokyo Game Show as being the guild that they thought, the free company they thought would be the first to take down Turn 5, and they did. But they're like probably looking at every little detail to make sure it's a legit kill the way they want it to be a legit kill.
They killed them. They got the loots. They got the loots, right?
As far as I know, yes.
They got the loots as a confirmed kill.
No, but see, what he's trying to say is they want to make sure that they did it the way the game developers intended it. Like, for example,
yeah,
the DD fate
that
I was grinding. Thank you for interrupting me, asshat. Like,
sorry.
The way they did the DD fate when I was grinding from 45 to 50, there was a bit of an exploit because the mobs involved in that fate would spawn continuously, and people weren't actually doing the fate. They were killing the mobs, chain-killing them, and people were getting butt-tons of XP. Squeenix hopped in and said, hey, this isn't how we want you to be doing this fate, and they nerfed the spawn rate and said, now you have to do it this way, and everybody got all butthurt about it. So if they beat Turn 5 in any way other than intended, Squeenix is going to be like, meh, doesn't count.
Squeenix wants to make sure that all the mechanics were working properly and that they didn't, like Narm just said, didn't exploit any one particular mechanic.
It's a kill, it's a kill, it's a kill. Whether they fucked up or not, whether they put wrong code in or not, it's a fucking kill.
Well, BG had said...
Wrong code. Didn't they kill Turn 5 once before because the mob got caught on a wall? Or didn't move or something like that?
No, they had the exploit where you could keep him sleeping.
See,
but then they beat. But then they beat him. But then they beat him, and they realized that was an exploit. They immediately went and reported the exploit, and that's when the Turn 5 went down for two-week maintenance.
See, that's the proper way. That's the proper way. And they probably didn't
agreed.
Even... They probably didn't even count it themselves as a kill.
They've even said that... they said that if Square Enix turns around and says that was not a legit kill, they said they'll take him on again. They don't care. They want that first confirmed world first kill. I don't know if I'm pretty sure Narm knows BG from Final Fantasy XI, Black Garter.
No. They were not on my server.
No. Well, they were one of the larger guilds of Final Fantasy XI.
Well, anyways, congratulations to them, whether or not they get the kill, because you know, it does take the actual guts and know-how.
Somebody said they wanted a hard mode.
I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think, you know, like other games. If they had like a server first or a world first kind of, or, you know, achievement, they killed it. They would have gotten it. So it's, there's nothing else that they could have done. I don't know. It's a touch and go subject. But either way, Mr. Bardar, there was a little bit of Destiny news you were talking to me about earlier.
Basically, I saw this with the only reason why this caught my eye is they're saying Destiny is supposed to be, you know, some big mamma jamma shooter MMO deal. And what caught my eye was the two letters PC. I would love to see this game on a PC.
But they're not.
And this article, well, yeah, it's exactly. That's what got me reading the article, because like you read the first paragraph and it's the likelihood of the game appearing on PC, and yeah, that went down tube and I wanted to cry.
Yeah, I don't think I think they're kind of looking.
It might take a couple of years.
I think what they're doing is they're kind of looking at the fact that, you know, Halo, because Destiny is made by Bungie. Bungie made Halo. I hope everybody knows that. Halo was released on PC and it didn't do too well. So I think that's kind of where they're looking at it. And they're like, I don't really want to do it.
Well, my opinion, that's the big mistake. Because how long ago did the original Halo come out?
It was Halo 2 also. And Halo 2 is the bomb.
Yeah, but you got to think about how old are Halo and Halo 2 now.
Oh, I know. Well, the 10-year anniversary came out a year or so ago?
And, you know, with the numbers that Steam is showing, there's a big resurgence in PCs.
We'll have to wait and see, and hopefully, you know, Steam machines and stuff like that bring it up higher.
Exactly.
Was there anything else that you had?
Not really. It was just a simple fact that, you know, I got my hopes up and got burned again.
Thanks for useless news that we already knew.
Yeah, damn right.
Bardar, chock full of useless news.
My specialty.
Should we have a Bardar useless news segment now?
We could. That'd be fun, and we could get some really derpy music for it.
Narmersil, cue derpy music. That actually sounds awesome. Like if you actually did like a failing
freaking level up song.
Yeah, that would be awesome for you. It's like, yeah, I leveled up and then I died, so I lost my level.
Well, in Final Fantasy, you can de-level. That always sucked. And then you couldn't wear your gear.
Yeah, experience penalties. I miss those.
EverQuest had that.
The good old days of MMOing.
I remember many, many a times where I fell off a Kelithin just after I leveled up.
Son of a bitch!
That's what you get for drinking that high-powered alcoholic beverages high in the treetops, man. That altitude fucks with you.
Dude, you don't sway strafe from like left to right when you're drunk. Like, game over, did it. And whoever makes the treetop village without anywhere else, that I'm sorry,
is a hero in my eyes.
it definitely made a quite a bit of laughs. So there was a bit of GTA related news. Mocha, you had a little bit of information on that one.
GTA 2 is now available through reinstall only. Rockstar has pulled it from its website. There is no more free download from them whatsoever, and they have pulled it out of Steam. So if you want to play GTA 2, you have to go to reinstall to get the game.
Well, thank God I already have all the Grand Theft Auto games in my Steam library.
It's GTA 2 is no longer supported by Steam. Rockstar pulled it out of Steam.
Well, it's downloaded and installed on my system.
Well, you're lucky.
Wow. That kind of... Wait, what happens to people who bought the game on Steam?
Probably not going to be able to re-download it.
Refunds?
Don't know. That's an interesting question.
Hmm.
Doubt it.
That kind of sucks.
That's the risk with using a thing like Steam.
Actually, I wonder if they would still be able to support it after you brought it as a matter of licensing, keeping up. They're just not allowed to sell it anymore.
Hey, Bardar, delete it and reinstall it.
Okay.
We'll have an answer for you next week.
I might have an answer in like 5 seconds.
All right.
As soon as I get away from this mob.
Make that 10 seconds.
But you did hear Steam is also working to fix their offline gaming ability.
Yes. As far as I heard about the offline, that it was a bug that you have to log in every so often. You have to at least log in once. But you should be able to stay offline as long as you need to be.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be nice for next time my internet goes down and my computer's off.
Yeah, it was,
All right, you said Grand Theft Auto 2? Just Grand Theft Auto 2, not Grand Theft Auto?
Just 2.
It's downloading.
So, it looks like you'll be able to still get your game on Steam. If you have owned it, you will just not be able to purchase it.
Why do I have 2 copies of Grand Theft Auto 3 and 2 copies of San Andreas and Vice City in my library?
I was going to say that's typically how it works. If you own the game, you have access to the game itself. You just, you know, if they stop supporting it, you have no future updates.
It's not Steam that did it. It was Rockstar that did
it. Well, what about Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 on the PSN? Is it still available on PlayStation Network? Did the Rockstar pull it off the PlayStation Network as well?
All they mentioned was they pulled it out of Steam and pulled it off their website for free downloads.
See, that's the key right there, free downloads. If you already own the game, you own it forever.
Oh, man, there was something else and I totally forgot the name of the game. But there was a game that was going out for free. Some company put up a... They were going to plan on giving 50,000 keys away. And people went and abused the program and wound up snatching up over 30,000, and not technically illegal, but keys, so they can resell them. And the guy took it down.
Oh, yeah. Can remember the name of that game.
Anybody else have anything else to add today?
No, but I will be looking forward to Borador's derpy news segment next week.
Actually, next week we have a very special episode. We are revisiting the great debate, the PS4 versus Xbox One. That is planned for next week. So keep an eye out for that one.
Oh God, we're all in trouble again.
I will have a definite answer for you next week. Yay! I actually chose a system.
Answer about
Xbox.
You will have to wait next week.
You chose the Xbox. We all know you're a Microsoft fanboy.
You have to wait for next week.
Who knows? You may have chosen a Steam machine.
Nah.
So with that, follow us on Twitch at Funtimes Gaming, Facebook /Funtimes Gaming. You can find me, Bardor, and Narmacil on Steam. I am FTG Random Jack. He is FTG Bardor, and she is FTG Narmacil.
Hey.
You can also email. He can also email us at funtimesgaming@gmail.com. We would love your questions, comments, and anything of the sorts that you would like to add. If you have anything on why you're choosing a specific console in the console war that's coming up, feel free to email us, and maybe we'll read out what your opinion is on our next week's episode. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and comment. You can find us on Podomatic at funtimesgaming.podomatic.com. And we are on iTunes. Just search up Fun Times Gamecast. With that, everybody, we will see you next week.
Later, Gators.
Heed the crystal's call, everyone.
Happy No Shave November, everybody.
Oh, wow.
I guess that's how Nyrus is saying goodbye.
That's my goodbye. Oh, wow.
Nyrus's goodbye should go pew, pew, pew.
Oh, not again.